Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yes, just like we've been doing for the past almost 30 years here on CCO, getting your car care questions answered, any kind of a problem you may have with your car, your truck, your van. Nick Stoffel, who is an ASC certified technician, runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Again, is answering those car care questions till just about 7:45. So let's hear from you if you sooner rather than later at 651-461-9226. Let's say good morning to Nick. Nick, how was your week?
It was a great week. The weather has held. You know, cross our fingers it'll keep holding like it is, and it sounds like it will. So enjoy it while we have it, because we all know eventually it's going to turn.
I was thinking as I heard that forecast and checking it out earlier this morning, I wouldn't be surprised if you have customers coming in wanting their AC repaired. I mean, it's going to be 83 on Friday.
Yeah, it's very strange. And, you know, the AC, we had a couple in this week. People were talking about their conditioning and thinking, well, maybe I'll just hold off until next year. But keep in mind that that compressor also dries the air. So in the winter months, when your windshield's fogging up, the defrost uses that compressor to dry the air so you can clear the windows a little quicker, a little easier. So the air conditioning does help us in the summer, but it also does in the winter also. So don't forget that.
You know what? That's a good point. I had not thought about that. It does that very thing. As you know, I was in a few days ago getting an oil filter changed, and working with a guy called Dan Burns, a new kid on the block, I think. He changed the oil and filter, and then he thought it'd be best to rotate tires. How often, and we get this question a lot on CCO when you're on, Nick, how often should those tires be rotated? Is it usually every oil change, or does it matter?
It does depend on the vehicle, all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, driving habits, but we look at them every oil change, and to be honest, it seems to be like every other oil change, kind of based on the miles that we drive. Now, if you're on a full synthetic, you're going 5,000 miles, so I think sometimes every, but it might be every other, just to keep those tires wearing evenly, and it definitely does help prolong the life of the tires, because when you're driving and you have the tires in a certain position, you're wearing certain points of that tire. Well, that's going to wear a little bit quicker, obviously. So when we rotate them, to the other side or front and to rear, now you're touching other parts of the road with different parts of the tire. So obviously it's going to make them last longer and also wear evenly, which will keep them quiet, which is a big concern. People always think the tires are getting noisy, but when you rotate them, it keeps them running smoothly and quiet.
Yeah. Makes sense. Again, 651-461-9226. And Nick will be with us again till just about 7:45 this morning. So call or text Nick from Lloyd's Automotive. Let's grab a phone call this morning. I think Wally is checking in from Prior Lake this morning. Hey, Wally, good morning. What is your question for Nick?
Yes, I have a 2001 Volkswagen Beetle. And I had the brakes, rear brakes put on it probably here about 3-4 years ago. And after they put those brakes on, every time when I go to take off, like first thing in the morning or something, the wheels, you start to going, you get a squeak in the backside. And I took it back to the place that put the brakes in several times, and they couldn't figure out where the squeak was coming from. Do you have any ideas? And once you drive it, then the squeak goes away after a certain distance.
Well, I do recall, you know, the car has a few years on it, and what Volkswagen had done, they built the parking brake into the caliper, so when you'd pull the parking brake lever to hold the vehicle in place, the caliper would actually, that the piston would actually twist in and out. My best thought here is that something with that piston is maybe a little bit too tight, squeaking a little bit. You know, I guess what I would say, the first step would be, you know, disassemble the rear brakes, make sure everything's properly clean and lubricated, including the pads, the mating surfaces, the slide surfaces, reassemble it, you know, and then give it another try. Because those noises, honestly, folks, that's sometimes the hardest thing is to pinpoint a noise, because it'll resonate, it'll echo, it'll go away, it'll be there, it'll be gone. And, you know, you just got to keep trying the simplest, most obvious thing. So my suggestion is, you know, take it back, have them disassemble everything, make sure to take a close look at the caliper and the piston, that parking brake mechanism, lubricate and clean everything, and hope that gets it fixed for you.
Very good. Thanks for the call, and that line is open if you would like to call instead of text. Either way is good, 651-461-9226. A listener heard us talking about tires and wants to know when is it needed, I guess they're trying to say, for wheels to be aligned. Tell us about alignment. When should that happen?
Well, it's a good subject, tires, is, you know, today. alignment should be inspected, measured, you know, kind of based on what we see. You know, some will say annually you should put it on an alignment rack, take some measurements, and that's not a bad thing to do. It's good maintenance. Make sure not just the tires, but the components with the steering suspension are still in alignment, because as they wear, they sag, it can cause things to get shifted. So we want to make sure those things are where they need to be also. But if your tires start to wear abnormally because of an alignment, oftentimes you can't undo that, meaning if the tire is worn very much on the inner or outer edge, or it's becoming kind of cupped or chafed across the tread, you can't undo that. So you end up needing alignment, a repair, and tires, and that can get quite costly. So if you feel you're driving your vehicle and it seems to be favoring or riding differently or kind of diving one way or the other a little bit, when you're in for service, say, hey, go drive my car, see what you think. You know, it should naturally kind of drift to the right slightly by design. But if it's doing something more significant, maybe there's something off on the alignment, and it'd be good to have that adjusted.
Now, why would it be naturally drift to the right a little? I've never heard that before.
I think, well, partly because the crown of the road, you know, the roads are designed,
oh, okay,
so the center is a little bit higher, so all the water runs off.
Oh, sure.
So you're going to naturally go to the right, and you know, we don't want to drift to the left in oncoming traffic, so I think there's probably a lot of thought. You know, I don't know the exact reason, but that's always what we've been told, and I think the crown does most of it, but that's just what I've been told. So that's what
you know,
going.
That makes sense. I recall now once in a while coming to a stop sign, a stoplight, for example, and I'm touching the brake, and there is a crown on the road, and I didn't think about that till later, that the car did drift to the right, or depending on which side of the crown I was on. And I thought it might have been the brakes pulling, but then I checked it later, it was not. So that's very interesting. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a break here, but don't wait too long if you have a car care question. We welcome any kind for Nick at 651-461-9226. Again, you can call, you can text, whichever is easier. But keep in mind, Nick will take his leave about 7:45. So don't wait. We'd love to help you out. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, it's 51 degrees. Heading to near 80, but a windy day. Stay with us here, News Talk 830 WCCO. Once again, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show here every Saturday right after the 7 o'clock news break. And answering any kind of a car care question you might have. If you need to bring in your vehicle for service, you want to talk to Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Nick, for those folks that do need help from Lloyd's, tell us where you're located.
Absolutely. If you ever have a question or need some advice, don't be afraid to call 651-228-1316. And as the weather's holding here, if you're on Grand going for a walk, grabbing a bite to eat, stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth in St. Paul. And then finally, make sure you check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
And we'll do that, and we'll also give you that information before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 or so this morning. Looking at some, by the way, if you have would rather call in your question instead of text, either way, it's the same number, 651-461-9226. Texter says this, Nick, speaking of tires, I recently had an oil change and was told I needed two tires and with only 30,000 miles on them. Now, they rotated the good to the front, but the question is, don't tires last 50 to 60,000 miles anymore? This happens to be a Toyota Avalon, but it's kind of true. Are the variables there, like how you drive, where you drive? What's the deal with that question?
I think all of the above there. And then the other piece of it, too, is not always is the tire that comes on the vehicle when it's new going to be the longest mileage tire. You know, there's always compromises. Sometimes the best riding tires don't last the longest. The way they're designed, the way they handle the pavement, the snow, the rain, there's a lot of factors there. So a lot of times when we find a higher mileage tire, you're going to compromise some other things. Also cost, you know, when they're building vehicles, they probably have a set budget on the tire expense of it. And oftentimes when you buy replacement tires, you can buy a higher end or higher quality tire. So there's a lot that goes into consideration there. And a note on tires, I've been doing a lot of research here. We didn't have much of a winter last year. So if your tires were getting worn last fall when you were in for service and you're going to wait for it to snow and it never happened, those tires are probably past due. So when you're in for a service, make sure you have them take a look at those tires. My fear is that we're going to get a little bit of that white stuff out of the sky and then everyone's going to be trying to buy tires and then we're going to have a big problem on our hands. So be a little preventative would be go a long ways in that that situation.
And speaking of tires, I've had a couple of sets of tires put on my my vehicle that Lloyd's did for me. But is it safe to say you kind of get what you pay for with most things? And I think that's certainly true with tires.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of promotions around. There's a lot of buy three, get one free. There's a lot of different packages out there, which is, you know, I don't want to minimize cost or your pocketbook, but really focus on the quality of the tire, the rating of the tire, the mileage of the tire. Don't skimp on that part of it, because oftentimes people find a great deal and then they're in the situation where 2 years or not that many miles down the road, they're having problems, where if they would have maybe spent an extra few dollars bought a good quality tire, it would have gotten them those 50 or 60,000 miles that they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. Texter says this, Nick, a 2017 Honda CR-V, 113,000 miles on it. Suddenly, all the warning lights began to show up one after the other repeatedly. The dealer specifies first if that doesn't work. Let's see. And it first attempt to repair is $460 replacement of oil and an electronic unit. If that doesn't work, a $1,600 fuel injector replacement. Any answers to that question? That's a tough one.
It's a little bit vague there. But what can happen is, so I'm thinking they're talking on something with the valve timing that we often talk about, where we're using oil flow and oil pressure to control timing different parts of the engine there. And I think what they're saying there is that they know that this component is bad, and we need to replace it. But the fear is that maybe it was neglected a little too long, or maybe too much wear and tear, that there could be a deeper problem. That's the part we don't know. We don't know if there's excessive wear to some of these timing components. So they're saying we need to do this because we know this part is bad. But because that part was bad, it could have created additional wear and tear, which could be an additional repair. So it's not necessarily saying that they're trying to do this just to upsell you on that. Sometimes Sure. You just don't know until you get into it.
That's right. Looking at another text that just came in, the texter says, I have a 2022 Ford F-150. You're going to have to help me with this. And considering having a 2-inch level kit installed in the front end, other than needing a wheel alignment and headlight adjustment afterwards, am I likely to have any mechanical issues in the future? What is this texter talking about?
Well, we remember lift kits, right? People want to raise the vehicle up, make it bigger and taller. And, you know, I'm not against that. I wouldn't do anything to a vehicle that is new. You know, we have warranties. They spend a lot of time on research and development. And I know there's always improvements and aftermarket things that can make things seem better. But keep in mind, if you change one thing, you're asking a good question. How does it affect everything else? So if you raise the vehicle up, now you have your axles and your drive shafts, your axle shafts at a different angle a little bit. Well, that could create some more wear and tear. So, you know, I don't want to say do and don't do it. You know, my opinion is that we always put things back the way they were designed. That's for the best for longevity, quality of ride, all of the above. But if you want to do some enhancements, some changes, by all means, you have that right. But just keep in mind, you could create an unexpected wear and tear problem down the road.
Yeah, good point. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a break and see what that forecast calls for. We have about another 15 minutes of the show to go. If you have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you and help you out this morning at 651-461-9226. CCO's Car Care Show right here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE Certified Technician from Lloyd's Automotive, Nick Stoffel, answering those car care questions till just about 7:45 or so. I've got a bunch of texts, Nick, to help folks out here. Let's get to it. This listener wants to know, what causes a steering wheel to lock up? How can it be avoided? How can the driver unlock it?
So when you, I'm assuming we're talking about when you park the vehicle, there's a steering lock to kind of, you know, protect it from rolling away or running away on you. It's also an anti-theft system. So I think what the texter's asking is, I go to start my car and my steering wheel's stuck. And we've had that question over the years. The first thing I ask you is to get out and take a look. If you park too close to the curb, you can put some undue pressure on that steering linkage, and that lock is having a hard time releasing. So what you need to do is kind of take your one arm and grab the steering wheel and kind of try to, you know, not very far, but just kind of put some pressure left to the right while you're trying to start the vehicle, and that oftentimes will release it. And that's on a car that's a few years old or more than a few years old. And like I said, that's happened to all of us at some point in time if you're old enough and you remember. But short of that, anything newer with the push-button start, most of that is pretty much computer controlled, and it's going to release upon startup. So usually that's a situation on something that's got a few years on it.
All right. Good morning, Texter says. Great show. Thank you. I have a 2014 Ford F-150, Texter says, 210,000 miles on it, and I need to add antifreeze to the overflow tank every 1,000 miles or so. Is this a problem?
I would say yes. That seems a little too often. You know, seasonally, we might top it off. You keep in mind there's water in there, and it might evaporate a little bit. For the most part, it should be fairly minor. So if you're adding to that reservoir on a semi-regular basis, we should get a close look. Try to determine if there's an external leak, or even worse, if there's an internal leak where it's burning some coolant. So next time you have that vehicle in for service, share that with them. Start with the simple visual inspection, and then based on what they see there, they can maybe advise on the path going forward.
Okay. Nick, this listener says, I was told I have a crack in the block in my car. Is it safe to repair it? They want to know if you can weld it, or should I be getting a new engine?
you will be getting a new engine. If the engine block or cylinder head is cracked, I mean, it's, you know, you've heard some stories of welding some stuff, but honestly, that's not the good path. That's not going to work. It's the integrity is not there. There's a lot of heat, a lot of pressure. You can't guarantee the weld will have ended up right. You know, there's no way to test that or measure that. So I would say, you know, unfortunately, I'd start looking for a used engine, find a replacement. Hopefully, it's within the budget.
Does that happen a lot at Lloyd's? Do you guys put in new engines in vehicles?
We do, and unfortunately, you know, our favorite topic is oil changes. And I think when people go too long on an oil change too often, or it gets too low on oil, we're not lubricating the bearings and the especially the lower part of the engine, you know, the pistons, the crankshaft, those main bearings. And from time to time, we'll see a failure there where something literally comes apart inside that engine. It'll blow right out the side of the block. So that does happen. And the easiest thing you can do is change your engine oil on a regular basis to prevent any catastrophic failure.
Yeah, it's the cheapest maintenance for sure. Listener says this via text, Nick. I have a 99 Ford Expedition. After I turn it off, there's kind of a weird sound, like a small motor running. What can that be?
Well, there's, you know, a few things. Sometimes we have an evaporative system that has a vacuum pump in there that might be doing a test on the evap system. Sometimes a cooling fan can run a little bit longer to kind of maintain or cool the engine down. That can be designed into some vehicles. So there's a few things there. I would say if it's not affecting the battery, if this is, you know, unless it's a change, if this is something that never happened before and it's now happening, I would have it looked at. But if it's something that's, you know, you always notice from time to time, it's probably part of how the vehicle's designed. I probably wouldn't worry too much about it.
Here's a question we get from time to time, as you know, and Texter says, with all the computer parts in a new vehicle, is it worth getting an extended warranty?
Well, extended warranty is a peace of mind in some situations. I would say, based on my experience, I've done this my whole adult life, so I've done a few of these. Some of them are great, you know, and some of them are not. Definitely read the fine print. You know, the salesperson selling you the vehicle may be getting a bit of a commission from selling this warranty, so keep that in mind. Ask the tough questions. If they don't have the answers, just be careful. You know, if you're being told, oh, it's the same as the manufacturer warranty, you have nothing to worry about, it makes it last a few years longer, that probably isn't completely true. So I would ask some tough questions. And another option, too, is if you're using your bank or your credit union to finance the vehicle, they might have some options, too, and they might not have the same skin in the game, per se, meaning that they might not be getting that commission. So that might be another avenue where they might have a better option for you that might give you better coverage. So it's a preference thing. I personally don't, you know, I have a car shop, so I don't need one. But over the years, I've been back and forth on it. You know, it's a good peace of mind in some situations, but we've seen a lot of heartache, too. So just be careful.
Well, you've said it before, too, a number of times, is that if you're going for it, before you sign on the dotted line, read that fine print. Read all the print to see what it includes and what it excludes. Well, that's important.
Absolutely. And you know, the other thing, too, and that, you know, I would say it's an insurance policy. They've done the math. They know what the likely cost of repairs are and what the investment is. So they come up with that equation. If you were to take that, however much money they're selling that, if you were to take that money and put it into a savings account and only use it for repairs, you might end up ahead. You know, I don't know, but it just seems to me it's more of a personal preference.
Yeah. Some people sleep better at night, let's face it, if they buy it. Another text, and I think this may be our last one here. 2012 Ford Focus. Texter says, just repaired 3 gasket oil leaks. Could this be a result of not being driven much? Interesting question.
You know, in years back when we had the cork type gaskets, I would say that could be true. But most of the gaskets now are rubber. Things are designed much tighter tolerances. So I don't think that is necessarily as true as it was, you know, many years ago. Not saying it can't be, but also, you know, the car's got 12 years on it, wear, tear, heating, cooling. There's a lot more plastic. The plastic can warp, so things might not fit as tight as they used to. So there's a lot of factors there. But from my experience, I would say that most anything in the last 20 years with the rubber silicone type gaskets, that we don't see that type of issue anymore.
I think we have time for one more question. It's about wiper blades. Are there differences, cost-wise certainly, are there differences in quality, and how often should one change it?
Absolutely, there's a difference. And the other thing is, if you're asking, replace them. Over the years, it's the hardest thing to sell, and I've always said, I'll give you the passenger side one for free. You try it, I'll charge you double for the driver's side one, because they slowly deteriorate. You do not realize it. It hasn't rained for a month, but when it does rain, you're going to be like, oh my goodness. And a fresh set of wiper blades, it's like a new car. It's one of those really inexpensive things that can radically improve your driving, especially in the bad weather.
And who knows what kind of a winter we're going to get this year, but don't use your wiper blades to turn them on to scrape off the frost, right? Or ice.
No, we see that too, and we do a lot of repairs because the wipers are not a scraper, okay? Remember, tell your young drivers, get the scraper out, the squeegee, and clear the windshield. Don't use your wipers.
Absolutely. All right, Nick, we're just about out of time. Maybe we can do this again next week if you have the time. But in the meantime, again, for those folks that might need the help from Lloyd's Automotive, how do we find you?
Yes, sir. If you have a question, do call 651-228-1316. If you're in St. Paul, we're two blocks east of Lexington Parkway on Grand Avenue, yellow brick, green awning, 982 Grand. And then always, I'd appreciate if you check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
We will do that very thing, Nick, and let's talk next week.
Sounds like a date.
Good deal. Thank you. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.